Some fascinating events coming up, or rather, one has already happened. The other is coming up tonight. And on the phone with us this morning is Babette Sandman from the Duluth Indigenous Commission to tell us a little bit more about it. Babette, thanks so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
On Monday, outside Duluth City Hall, there was a ceremony to commemorate Indigenous Peoples Day. Before we go on and talk a little bit about the event that's coming up this evening, tell us a little bit about that event from Monday. If folks weren't able to attend the event, what was it like?
Well, every second Monday in October of every year is Indigenous Peoples Day, formerly known as Columbus Day. So we finally are at a place in time where we have accurate history of people that were already here when those ships arrived. So the mayor has a proclamation proclaiming October 9th, or the second Monday, this year it happened to be October 9th, as Indigenous Peoples Day. And what that does, if you can imagine what it was like for our ancestors, there was a doctrine, and there still is a doctrine of discovery, that said we weren't even human. And if you're not human, you probably can't own land. And so everything changed with the arrival of these ships. And we've come a long way to finally analyze that history, that sad history. But today we can celebrate that we have visibility again. People are coming into accurate history of what happened. That we are always here, we always will be here. People are starting to know the Indigenous populations here and starting to embrace us.
For people who don't have that kind of tragedy in their history, sometimes it's hard for them to grasp the significance of that history. And you hear things like, that was a long time ago, oh, for heaven's sake, let it go, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel like people are finally starting to get it, that some things, some wounds are so deep that they do transcend time, and that they do need to be dealt with in the here and now, no matter how long ago they were inflicted?
Well, I think a lot of people are our friends. They really have analyzed that history with us. But these things have been around so long, this kind of way of thinking, that it's actually part of people's blood memory, right into the DNA, that, you know, this is the way it is. And that's what we're all, in this point in time, this is what we're all looking at, is those memories we carry. You know, for us, we always think that we carry our ancestors inside of us, and you know, that's why we sometimes are considered like a grieving people, because of the boarding school era and all the things that happened, like you said, these tragedies. But we also have many victories. Our ancestors were very strong people. They survived. They had held everything underground for us, all of our ceremonies. That's why we know them today. Our language, our ceremonies, everything. They kept that underground for us so that we know how to do those things today. So I just want to put a message out there of successes in our blood to our children out there. I know they're in school right now and not listening to this talk that we're having, but I don't want to make it seem like we're just these beaten down people. We're not. We're very strong. We have stood over time of many, many tragedies, and we're constantly healing, but we have ways to do that. We are struggling with the blood memories that are within us in all populations of these thoughts that have been so ingrained for centuries, like Columbus Day. You know, we're finally all coming into a time where we're not going to have Columbus Day anymore, but then we have the businesses having Columbus Day sales. So we still have work to do.
Babette, there's a wonderful event that's coming up now this evening that the public is invited to. It's a feast and forum. It's going to be held at 5:30 p.m. at the Dr. Robert Paulus Cultural Center at ICO. Can you tell us what this celebration is going to be like?
Well, every year the Duluth Indigenous Commission has a feast and forum, and we try to talk about issues that are relevant to the community and invite the community to have dialogue with us. So tonight we're going to be focusing on a few commission members are going to be focusing on educational disparities, and then there's a few of us that are going to be focusing on the opioid addiction, the drug epidemic.
What kinds of, first of all, it would any time that the word feast is involved, any time that food is involved, and people sit down and they talk to each other and they sit next to each other and they have conversations over a good meal, does that make the conversation flow a little bit more freely when you have to start getting down to the nitty-gritty of some hard conversations?
Yes, we'll have a drum group tonight. We'll have an opening prayer. That kind of sets a tone that you're safe. You know, you're in a safe environment. We have a fantastic community here. And the people that come tonight will be very interested in these topics. And we're all, like right now, we're starting, Indigenous Commission is joining Natives Against Heroin. And we so far have the blessing of the mayor, Emily Larson. We have the fire chief working with us because we're going to have fires or eventually a sweat lodge right on 4th Street where, you know, we don't want to be out in the woods fighting an epidemic when it's right in the heart of the city. And we have the blessing of the chief of police and the police force. So, you know, we're really coming together as a community. And that's what our feast and forum is meant to do. Let's work together. Let's look at these issues together. What can we do?
It sounds like you're getting not only community support, but also support on some of the higher levels of city government where some of these decisions are going to be made.
Yes, it's important to do things in a good way for us so that when they see us having a fire outside and on 4th Street or they see our sweat lodge going, they're like, hey, what are you doing? They've been informed. They know. And it's a really good feeling for all of us. So that's just happened in the last week or so. Last night we picked out our site for our fire pit with the fire chief. I mean, these are major victories.
Babette, this is I don't know. This feels like such really good news to
yes,
me.
It's really good news, and it's also a very scary time. We have so many deaths and so many overdoses and people coming close to death if it wasn't for this thing called Narcan. And I don't know much about that, but it's saving lives. If we can get to a person in time who's in the midst of an overdose. So, it's going to be a really good dialogue with the community tonight.
Well, once again, we'll get a link set up so that it'll be easy for folks to find the information. But once again, the annual feast and forum is going to be tonight begins at 5:30 at the Dr. Robert Paulus Cultural Center at ICO. And apparently, everybody can bring a dish to share if you want. And
that's fantastic.
And they'll be talking about some of these serious issues, as Babette mentioned. Babette, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for asking.
Babette Sandman with the Duluth Indigenous Commission, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.